All I had done was ask people to care about us as they did about others. All I had done was ask for the fight for Black lives to include Black women too. And for that, I had to block tens of thousands of Black people, my people, who wanted me to pay for my audacity. And I, like so many other prominent Black women on social media, felt very alone and very abused. Because in our struggle for justice and equality, we are often exploited and discarded. White women will heap praise on my words, calling for the destruction of the patriarchy, and then turn around and ask why I have to be so divisive, or say dismissively that I sound like Al Sharpton when I dare bring up race. Black men will follow me by the dozens after each essay I write, calling out white supremacy, but will forget all of that and call me a feminist tool of slave masters when I demand that Black women be treated with respect and dignity by everyone, even Black men. And even though Black Lives Matter was founded by Black women, even though Black women have been at the heart of every feminist movement in this country's history, nobody marches for us when we are raped, when we are killed, when we are denied work and equal pay. Nobody marches for us. Intersectionality. The belief that our social justice movements must consider all of the intersections of identity, privilege, and oppression that people face in order to be just and effective is the number one requirement of all of the work that I do. When I first learned about intersectionality in college, I honestly had no idea what a huge part of my life it would later become. What was at first an interesting, if not abstract, theory I wrote about for college papers became a matter of my political, social, spiritual, and yes, even physical survival. Because I am not capable of cutting myself to pieces. I'm not capable of cutting away my Blackness in order to support feminism that views the needs of women of color as divisive inconveniences. I'm not capable of cutting away womanhood in order to stand by Black men who prey on Black women. I'm a Black woman, each and every minute of every day, and I need you to march for me, too. This audiobook is continued on Disc 3.